Blog Talk Radio.
Everywhere.
gentlemen all across the globe, welcome to another time on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give God a round of applause for that powerful song there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's give honor to Morette Brown Clark. I hear the sound of victory. Amen. Every time we're on Straight to the Point, it's victory time, folks. It's victory time. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, real quickly, guys, before Doc comes on, hey, the number 347-843-4559. I want you guys to push that out at least 20 people while you're on the network there. It's easy to text out. Y'all been texting all day with something on there. 347-843-4559. Put it in your chat. Put it in your social media. Put it on your phone. Send it out. You never know who's going to be blessed tonight. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Yeah. Yes, yes. Hey, let's get right to it, guys. Dr. Henderson is rolling. She's busy. She's changing the world for Jesus Christ. Let's go on and bring her on right now. Welcome, Doc, to the network again. Bless you.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everybody out there in radio land. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you for tuning in with us to another episode of the Straight to the Point on this awesome global network. We are excited that you guys are here with us on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Those who are tuning in by live, we welcome you. Those who are listening by the internet, we welcome you. And those who are going to call back, we welcome you as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Straight to the Point. For those of you who do not know who we are, Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We lean on, depend on, trust on, stand on His Word. We thank God for the scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish but have an everlasting life. So I want to greet you guys in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on tonight. I want to thank my collaborators, Elder Hembrick and Prophetess Hembrick, for standing in there and taking the baton and running with it. Thank you for holding down the fort also. Evangelist Jackie Mays, who have helped out for numerous months. We thank God for her and her work in the Lord and all that she has done to uphold the Straight to the Point in my avenue. We thank God for her and her ministry as God continues to use her to change the world. But I want to be right quick because I can't be on here long. I just want to come and greet you guys. I thank God that we are in the month of September, which means the birthday month. So I know that God is birthing some things through you and in you, and that God is doing some great things in your lives. We are about to approach, not too long, in a few more months, we're going to be celebrating New Year's Eve, and we'll be going into the new year, 2024. Amen. So 2024 is going to be a great year for the believer. Also, we are going to, there is going to be, and we're going to experience some things that's going to test our faith. 2024 is going to be the year that is going to be a great year for the believer. Hear me clearly. It's going to be a great year for the believer, but a lot of you all are going to go through some things that's going to test your faith. I just come to tell you on tonight, remember the word that God is not like man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. If he make you a promise, that he's well able to come forth and deliver on that promise for you. Always stand on the word and know that God cannot lie. He will not lie. He shall not lie. Again, 2024 is going to be a great year for the believer. However, I want you to take note and write down that it's going to be a year of testing. It's going to be a year of testing for the believer. And I need you to have strong faith. You got to have strong faith in Him because you're going to overcome and you're going to win. And so, like I said, 2024 is going to be a great year for the believer. Let me say that again, that to remind you to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in his word, and know that your labor is not in vain. So God is going to be opening up some doors for some of you all in 2024, and he's also going to be closing some doors for you all in 2024. But it's going to be a year of testing. But amen, glory to God, you will overcome, you will prevail, you will win. And so make sure that you write that down, that I said that you will overcome, you will prevail, and you will win. Amen, glory to God. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in. It's a particular scripture that I want to give you right quick. I want to give you this scripture right quick, and if you will, write it down. The scripture says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he should give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. So it's very important that you put your trust in him. You delight yourself in him. As you delight in him and put your trust in him, that every desire of your heart that is aligned according to his word and his will for your life, it shall come to pass. As you delight yourself in him, that means that you will begin to desire the things that please him. You will begin to desire the things that will make him happy, that will please him. As you delight yourself, he will begin to unravel some things and put things in your heart that will line up to his will for your life. And everything that you're desiring, then, according to the word of the Lord, it shall come to pass. You're going to have to trust him like never before. The doctor's report may say one thing, but you're going to have to. Amen. Glory to God. You're going to have to be able to stand on his word that says, by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. He sent his word to heal us of all of our sickness and our disease. Amen. Glory to God. You're going to have to be able to speak the word over your life. Amen. That you should live and not die to declare the word of the Lord. As you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. If it's in your heart to build the ministry shall be built in the name of Jesus. If it's in your heart to be delivered, you should be delivered. If it's in your heart to be healed, then you should be healed according to his word. If it's in your heart for your children to be saved, then salvation will be in your house. If it's in your heart for you to be married, then God will bring you a husband, amen, or put you in the presence of a man that will love every bit of you, amen, will love every piece of you, amen, glory to God, and he will bring you guys together for the kingdom work, amen, glory to God. If it's in your will for your children to be, if it's in your heart for your children to be saved, then God will bring it to pass. You just have to delight yourself in him. That means get in his presence, learn of him, pray, fast, read your word, sing to him, worship him, praise him, delight yourself in him. Let it not be a hard thing when you come into his presence, but let it be a thing that you enjoy being in his presence. You enjoy being in his face. You enjoy being in his will. Once you delight yourself, he will give you desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Amen. Commit your ideas. Commit your desires, your fleshly desires. Commit Heal your flesh and commit it to the Lord. If you have a flesh issue, give it to God. Let him deliver you. If you have jealousy issues, if you have emotional issues, if you have unforgiveness, then give it to the Lord. Commit that to him. Commit yourself. Commit those things to him and let him deliver you from those things. But commit yourself to him. Give him your heart. Give him your hand. Put your hand in his hand and let him lead you, guide you, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. So when you put your hand and commit your ways, commit your life, commit, be steadfast, unmovable. Amen. Glory to God. And stand like a hind's feet. Stand it up and gird it in him. Amen. Glory to God. He will bring it to pass. He will bring forth, amen, your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Amen. God. And so I just come to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that all you have to do is to continue to trust and believe in the Lord your God, and he shall bring anything that you're desiring to pass. Nothing is too hard for God. Let me say that again. Nothing is too hard for God. If you desire whatever it is that you're desiring, again, as you have delighted in him, I declare and decree by the power of God in the name of Jesus that it shall come to pass, that it shall be your portion, that ministry, that business shall flourish, that ministry shall come to pass. Amen. Glory to God. Wealth shall be your portion. Salvation in your home and your children should be your portion. Glory to God. Prosperity should be your portion in the name of Jesus. I just come to tell you on tonight, and I'm about to end because I have to jump off. Trust in the Lord with all thy might. Trust in Psalm 121. Amen. Look up your eyes unto the hill for which cometh your help, and know that all of your help comes from the Lord. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. So he's watching over his word that he has spoken over your life to perform it. So all you got to do is hide the word in your heart. Amen. Glory to God. What is it that you're desiring? He is going to perform that for you when you trust in him and know that your help comes from him. 2024 is coming. It's going to be a great year for the believers, but again, it's going to be a year of testing. But when you trust him, put your trust in him, your confidence in him, you shall prevail. Thank you for tuning in to the Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. I'm about to end, but I'm going to end with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and you have a good night.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We'll leave you tonight with a wonderful song tonight. Thank you, everybody who's online tonight and those listening later on as well. These are the days of Elijah. God bless you now. Elijah.
for some, because I'm talking about my Savior. Has he made a way for anybody in the house? I want you to sing it with everything you got. There's no God like that. Come on, say it.
Straight to the point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Remember, we're here every Monday evening, Lord willing, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network, giving you another word from the Lord and the excitement of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Take care now. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.